From the Fairbanks Museum in St. Johnsbury, this is the Eye in the Sky forecast. I only suspect many of us had an awe moment over the last 24 hours as our sluggish start of the week cold front finally cleared the region. The upcoming forecast generally remains subdued and comfortable, with tomorrow providing the most active weather until the start of next week. Dew points were finally able to fall into the much more comfortable 50s and lower 60s behind yesterday's slow-moving cold front. I know many of us had to either close the windows because it was cooler over the northern mountains last night, or open them and turn off the heavily taxed air conditioning unit. Other than the chance of a few sprinkles, it will be dry today as weak high pressure quickly zips through northern New England. This feature created an inversion and has trapped a pocket of moisture not too far above the surface. This has made for a thick blanket of clouds over much of the region yesterday, last night, and early today. I'm happy to report that this cloud deck gradually clears out as we move through this afternoon and evening, especially over the valleys. Cloud cover does make it a bit tricky to lock down high temperatures for today, but they should rise into the comfortable 70s over the valleys. Although some mid and upper 60s are likely over the elevated terrain and northern areas where cloud cover will be a bit more stubborn to scour out. Great summer sleeping weather is offered tonight as lows fall in the 50s under mostly clear to partly cloudy skies. Tomorrow starts off mostly sunny, but a weak cold front crosses the region throughout the day. The front will have much less moisture to work with than the previous few fronts which crossed our area. Although there is some good dynamics offered to get widely scattered showers and isolated thunderstorms going tomorrow as the day wears on. Showers spread northwest to southeast throughout the late morning and come to an end through the evening. Tomorrow will be far from a washout with typical late summer highs as they rise the mid-70s to lower 80s. Unlike last weekend, which included a very tropical-like air mass, Friday and the start of this weekend will give us a small taste of the next season to come. Lows behind tomorrow's cold front dip into the lower to mid-50s with 40s coming over the cooler spots north. Expansive high pressure then takes control of our weather as it builds down from central Canada into the Midwest and then moves into our region this weekend. Friday provides lots of sunshine with noticeably cooler highs as it rises in the upper 60s to mid-70s. This offers a great chance to get in some higher impact activities you may have been putting off due to our last wave of heat. Friday looks to be the coolest day in the forecast, as highs rise a bit each day throughout the weekend. Currently, the weekend looks to be dry as surface high pressure moves overhead. The one fly in the ointment is that a robust upper-level disturbance will linger over the northeast. This could make for a bit more cloud cover and in turn cooler temperatures. Currently, the forecast calls for mostly sunny and dry conditions throughout the weekend, with just a chance of a stray shower later in the day on Sunday. Highs generally rise into the comfortable 70s on both days, with a few readings in the lower 80s likely coming over the warmer valleys to close out the weekend. Checking out the forecast details, this afternoon, mostly cloudy with gradually increasing sunshine, especially over the valleys, a diminishing chance of a few sprinkles. Cooler and less humid, highs in the upper 60s to mid-70s. Tonight, partly cloudy with more clearing west of the Green Mountains, lows generally in the 50s. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds with more sun early in the day, patchy areas of morning valley fog, an increasing chance of widely scattered showers and isolated thunderstorms throughout the day, northwest to southeast, warm but not too humid, highs in the mid-70s, lower 80s with some mid-80s south. Tomorrow night, becoming mostly clear, any scattered showers mainly south and east ending through the evening, cooler, lows in the 50s. Friday, sunshine, mixing with scattered afternoon clouds, areas of morning valley fog, noticeably cooler, highs in the upper 60s to mid-70s. I'm meteorologist Chris Kurdak with an Eye in the Sky.